Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 20, 1805. The Musselshell River. Blowing flies, a new river, and a view of the Little Rocky Mountains make for a very interesting, if not particularly exciting, day. Captain Clark writes,
"A fine morning. Wind from the northeast, river falling a little. We set out at 7 o'clock and proceeded on very well as usual, with the assistance of the cord. Passed some very swift water, river narrow and crooked. At 11 o'clock arrived at the mouth of the Shell River on the larboard side and formed a camp for the present. Having passed a large creek about 4 miles below on the larboard side, which we called Blowing Fly Creek, from the immense quantities of those insects which gather on our meat in such numbers that we are obliged to brush them off what we eat, Musselshell River falls in on the larboard side 2,270 miles up, contains a greater proportion of water than rivers of its size below. I measured it and find it to be 110 yards wide, the water of a greenish-yellow color, and appears to be navigable for small craft. The Minotauri inform us that this river heads in the first of the Rocky Mountains and passes through a broken country. Its head is no great distance from the Yellowstone River. The country about this river, as described yesterday. We took the meridian altitude, 59 degrees, 50 minutes, and 0 seconds, back observation, and found the latitude to be 47 degrees, 0 minutes, and 24 seconds. Captain William Clark, May 20, 1805.
The Musselshell River presently divides Garfield and Petroleum counties, and still bears the name the captains gave it. It rises in the Castle Mountains in Marr County, within 100 miles of the Yellowstone River. About 5 miles upstream from the old mouth of the Musselshell is another river that discharges itself into the Musselshell. The captains named this river Sacagawea, or Birdwoman's River, after their Shoshone interpreter, and thus starts the controversy of pronouncing her name. In his edition of the journals, Elliot Cowes reads the spelling as Sacagawea. Thwaites reads it as Sacagawea. Current use is Sacagawea or Sacagawea, depending on the authority you prefer. Monday, mosquitoes troublesome.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.